Well, just before 1:30 this morning, Senate Republicans completed the first step toward repealing the Affordable Care Act. The Senate passed a budget resolution which sets the repeal process in motion. It happened after 7 hours of votes on amendments, a ritual senators call the Votorama. NPR's Elsa Chang reports on the overnight political theater and the substance affecting millions of people lurking somewhere beyond it.
Best guess is the Senate is still several weeks away from repealing the Affordable Care Act, and Democrats went into Wednesday night with a messaging plan. Use Votorama to get Republicans on the record about what may come next. Here's how Chris Murphy of Connecticut described the strategy.
We're going to figure out what parts of the Affordable Care Act they're going to preserve and what parts they're going to throw out. We're going to use votes tonight to try to divine what this secret replacement plan is.
To that, Senate Republicans said, whatever.
Totally meaningless exercise.
Or put another way, by Republican John McCain of Arizona.
Someday, some student of government trying to find the most boring subject ever, they will go back over these votes on Votoramas.
What McCain is getting at is this charming Senate tradition, the Votorama, it's a wholly symbolic exercise. Senators are forcing each other to vote on amendments to a non-binding budget resolution, one after another, for hours and hours. It's political theater, but McCain says he can't remember a single Votorama ever being used against him.
You can examine people's voting records and run against them, but when it's in a Votorama, which has no impact as far as the lives of any American is concerned, it's ridiculous.
But none of that stopped Democrats from making Republicans vote on amendments about Medicaid expansion or funding for rural hospitals or women's access to health care. The other side voted all these down, and Republican Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said he didn't feel one bit uncomfortable.
It'll be uncomfortable if I have to sleep on a lumpy couch, but I'm a physician who's been on call and I've slept many times on lumpy couches.
But any appearance of Republican unity during Votorama couldn't change the fact that they're nowhere near consensus on how to replace the health care law. President-elect Donald Trump promised in a press conference Wednesday that no repeal would happen without a replacement plan. But Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine say that means repeal can't happen until late February or March.
I don't see any possibility of our being able to come up with a comprehensive reform bill that would replace Obamacare by the end of this month.
Even so, Democrats know this is a train they cannot stop. As the night drew to a close, all Democrats could do was stage a protest. Senators aren't supposed to give speeches during a vote, but here was Tammy Duckworth of Illinois.
And for all those with pre-existing conditions, I stand on prosthetic legs to vote no.
And here was Al Franken of Minnesota.
I vote no on behalf of the more than 2.3 million Minnesotans who can no longer be discriminated against because of the ACA.
The House expects to take up the budget resolution Friday. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.